Tiffany Truscott.
BBC Radio Cornwall.
Just gone a quarter past three here on BBC Radio Cornwall. Now, the man who was the pilot when Cornwall's first air ambulance went into service some, well, more than 25 years ago, is launching his first novel tomorrow. It's called For the Price of a Hat, and Jeff Newman, the author from near Falmouth, is with me now. Afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
So this is quite tame, I imagine, writing a novel compared to what you've been doing as a, you know, during your career.
In actual fact, it's a terrifying experience to start writing a story and realise that after 4 weeks of concentrated effort, you've created a story, but you've yet to write a book.
Oh dear!
It took a year to actually learn how to put a novel together so that it reads like a good book. And I had the help of a professional writer who mentored me through the process, Darren King. Plenty of other friends and family who were more than willing to make a contribution in their critique.
And is it something you'd always wanted to do, or is it something you just had thought about doing recently?
I think most people, bearing in mind that I'm in my 60s now, so most people of my age were probably thinking about writing a book at some time. And something just happened at that particular weekend. I was working in Italy at the time, and I sat down at the computer and I just started writing. And I didn't stop for 2 weeks. And it was an absolutely marvellous experience, just being able to draw on your life experiences, all those characters that you meet in working in different parts of the world, good ones, bad ones, nice ones, horrible ones. pleasant experiences, like meeting nice people in nice places, horrible experiences, having a rifle stuck in your rib by a Croatian guard when you're trying desperately to get a baby to hospital and he won't let you is one of my memories that sticks most with me. And many others like that, you know. But equally, there are many, I could tell you many experiences that were fantastic. Picking up a boy over in Scillies that day in the air ambulance very early on, probably the first time we went to Scillies, and he'd cracked his head and was in a really bad way. And we managed to get him to a hospital in Plymouth just in time. He actually died at one point, but they got him back. And 2 days later, my crew were in there chatting with him, with his mother sitting beside the bed. And knowing that you made that contribution to save his life was fantastic.
I imagine, and you've had, as you said, you've had so many different experiences because you were your next military helicopter pilot, and then, of course, you know, as I mentioned, you had a long career with military, but then, of course, the air ambulance, which back then, you know, it was the first one in the country, wasn't it? And it must have been great to be part of that team at the beginning.
It was, to me, to meet the paramedics in particular, and one of the reasons I chose this storyline was because I really rate those guys as being unsung heroes. You know, the guys that go out there in the ambulances and the air ambulances, they do a truly tremendous job. And I think they're very undervalued in many ways. And with their, to see them working and their skill and their understanding, their calmness, their professionalism, it stuck with me. And I wanted to include them in the storyline. And it struck me at one stage that we are often called to violent crime or to serious incidents, and we're the first on the scene. Imagine if you had the mind of a detective and you were looking at the scene of a crime for the first time. You're the first people there. You hear things that people, when the police turn up, are not prepared to say. You see things that they're not there when they arrive. And if you had the mind of a detective and you were working in that role, it would surely be a very interesting storyline, and that's what I built the first novel on.
Yes, and that is the basis of the story. It's this very successful detective, homicide detective, who becomes a paramedic, And he turns up at the beginning of the book, he turns up at this incident and he realises there's more going on, and that kind of gets him, he can't ever lose the fact that he was a detective, can he? It gets him thinking.
That's right. And you know what's struck me recently? I was chatting with one of my old colleagues from the earlier ambulance days, one of the paramedics, and it turns out that his previous career was a policeman.
Oh, really?
So he was a policeman that became a paramedic, which I think is... For those sceptics out there who think it's a highly unlikely storyline, well, let me tell you, it's happened.
Yeah. So you had a wealth of stories, to choose from, and you're very much focus is it's written. It's based in Cornwall, isn't it?
It is based in almost entirely in the West Country,
where you know as well the area you know well.
Again, if you're trying to describe something, imagine it's so much easier if you're relating to things that you know well. The nuances of a description are what counts, what comes through the page. So if you know something or somebody well enough, then it's much easier to describe them. And it helps you stay true through the book, because if you create things from your imagination, it's like a kind of a lie. You tell a lie and then another lie is needed and then another lie. And then later on down the road, you forget what you told the first lie and it ends up being scrambled. So... stick to what you know and stick to the characters and the areas that you're familiar with, and I think it works. We've got some interesting characters in the book.
You have, and I can definitely tell that you have been, you know what you're talking about, because it's very precise what you write down about when you arrive at the scene of something, when something is happening. It could only be someone that's experienced that could write in such detail.
Well, that's an essential part of my style, really, because one of the things that frustrates professionals in any career is to have their job described by journalists or in movies and in TV, and they get it wrong. The news story about RAF Culrose makes us...
I guess a lot of
it's a Royal Naval base, not an RAF base. I mean, I'm very appreciative of my chums in the Air Force, but I was in the Navy and my lodge is there, of course. So when I hear RAF Culdrose blurted out on Spotlight Southwest or whatever, then
I think it was probably the national news, wasn't it? I think
yes,
around the time of the Olympic
yes.
torch, I remember that incident particularly, yes.
Yes. So, but it's one of many little things that, precision. If you know the facts and you put them down correctly, then people will appreciate that. They certainly don't appreciate it when you get it wrong.
And as we've heard, it's taken you a while to get to this stage. Can you believe that you're launching the book tomorrow now?
Well, it's a very exciting moment. Not everybody gets the opportunity to start and finish a book. It's taken a year. And I thought that it'd be a jolly good idea to have a bit of an extravaganza down at the National Maritime Museum. Which is, as you know, a fantastic facility. It just so happens that the Sea King that's on display there was one that I flew at the International Airfare at Biggin Hill.
Oh, really? The one that's part of the display in the moment. Amazing.
And there is a small area beside that that's dedicated to the story of the air ambulance. So the National Maritime Museum is an ideal place to have a little... get together, and we're hoping that people will come along at 2:30 tomorrow and take the book and have it signed and go and enjoy a good read.
And maybe ask you some questions about your career as well. I'm sure you get asked a lot about that as well.
Well, I could certainly bore the pants off you for ages talking about stories of this place and that place, but... tomorrow, I think I'll be there to sign the book and to answer any questions you have. But if there are questions that you want to ask, I've got a blog on my website, jeffnewman.co.uk, which is GEOFF Newman.co.uk. So if you want to know more, write it on the blog and I'll try and get back to you. And there's details on there if you are unable to come tomorrow on how you can get the book.
I was going to say, yes, so people go to that website and it'll give them information about the book as well.
Absolutely.
And yes. I wonder if people who've worked with you over the years will be interested in reading it to see if they think they can spot themselves, in any form or any incidents that they know about.
That will be very interesting, because there are characters in there who are cunningly disguised and woven into the text, yes.
It will be, yes. So I'm sure you'll be waiting to hear feedback from people about it. Well, we wish you the very best of luck with the launch tomorrow. Any plans to write any more? Or?
I'm about two-thirds of the way through the sequel.
Oh, goodness. OK. So you're doing well.
The plan is to do at least three on this particular character. But there's possibility of developing some of the other characters in the book as well.
Well, we wish you well with that. Thank you for coming in this afternoon. Good luck tomorrow.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's Jeff Newman from Near Falmouth. Don't forget, he is launching his book tomorrow. It's called For the Price of a Hat at the National Maritime Museum in Falmouth, 2:30. Go along and say hello.